Thank you for calling HPO. This is Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is David. I have a work order number for you whenever you're ready.
All righty, David. Let me get that pulled up. All right, I'm ready when you are.
All right. The order number is 079-32797.
All right, I have a Tapas Duta, 4712 Washington Street, Unit C, Skokie, Illinois.
That is correct.
0076. Looks like we've got a few things going on here. How can I help you?
So we have a few issues here at the home. To start with, the Samsung dishwasher you purchased does not fit.
Dishwasher don't fit.
Also, the shutoff valve for the dishwashers, 25 feet away from the actual dishwasher,
which would
need like multiple, like 4 or 5 water lines to be put together, but that's too far of a run. We only run them up to 12 foot.
Alrighty.
Also, the range, the customer did not purchase the cords, the insulation cords or the insulation kit for the range.
Uh-huh.
And the outlet that he has is not we don't have any plugs sitting around the truck that fit the outlet he has. He has to purchase the plugs from Best Buy. They weren't on the order, and he said he didn't purchase them. And then the last thing, I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep it slow for you so you can get it all done.
No, thank you. Yes, I'm notating it, and then I'm going to run it down over you, make sure I got the right information, and we're going to get all this notated and fixed.
And then also the refrigerator is connected to a corroded saddle valve, which would need to be addressed by either a handyman or plumber. We don't touch the saddle valves in the condition that his is in.
Okay.
And the customer is a little upset. Like, I mean, his appliances are over 20 years old, and he's kind of like not wanting to let us leave the house. But we're trying to explain to him that he needs these things addressed, and he wants us to hook it up the way he wants us to hook it up, and he wasn't understanding that.
No, and I think if where you're at, y'all have some very strict building codes and regulations, correct?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I was trying to explain to him. So when you call him, he may be a little difficult, but...
And you said these appliances are over 20 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yep.
Well, I mean, I can call and confirm this information with him. And, I mean, sometimes you have to replace these things. They don't last forever, and in order for you to be able to do your job correctly and efficiently, these things have to be addressed and corrected.
Yep.
So I appreciate that, David. All right.
Thank you
so
for
it's, completely. No, I want you to be able to do your job successfully. So the dishwasher's not a fit. And that fit, is it the cabinets or is it just too
it's
large?
It's the cabinet.
It's the cabinet.
No, it's the cabinet, yeah. There's the height and the width. It's the whole thing is just not going
to
fit.
Okay, so he would either need to make cuts to those cabinets or purchase a smaller option if possible, correct?
I recommended a GE, if you can notate that.
Okay, I certainly will. I'll be glad to, anytime we can make recommendations, you know, to assist the customers. That's going above and beyond for me. All right, and then the range, he didn't purchase that install kit, and he'll have to in order to have the plugs to be able to properly plug that up, correct? Because
correct.
The plug that's in the home now will not work for that range. Okay, and then for the fridge, it's a corroded saddle valve, and you guys cannot touch that. So I completely understand.
Correct.
I wouldn't ask you to. So I'm going to call this customer if I can get an answer. If not, I'll leave a voicemail, and then I'm going to call over to the DOD and get you a breach code, okay?
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, hang tight. One moment, David.